What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
K-Rock, Klein Alley Show. Perhaps you're getting married this summer. You're going to be going to a wedding. It seems like a lot of weddings. Omar, is this true? We're officially entering wedding season. You're an official wedding DJ.
We've been, dude, since April.
Yeah, it's been going on since April. But the biggest collection of weddings have got to be from like now straight up through, right up through like October, right?
Yeah, for the most part. But, you know, in Southern California, for whatever reason, it started getting super, super hot, like, you know, during the summer. So I now have seen fall weddings definitely are more on the uptick than, you know, people having them during the summer now.
There's an etiquette expert that has released their new and updated list of official rules if you are going to be a guest at a wedding, and these are rules that they believe everyone should live by. There's the obvious ones that we talked about. If you show up at a wedding, you're not supposed to wear a white dress unless you're the bride, or else people are like, I can't believe she did that.
That's one of the oldest.
Right, old one. And then there's the one about you're not supposed to show up with a plus one unless you were invited with a plus one.
Yeah, dude, that would be so messed up.
People apparently still do that. Because
I had a cousin who invited all of her kids, even though it was a no-kid wedding.
Oh, see, that's not even on this list. But
I've seen that happen, and I've seen the bride and groom have to tell the person, I'm sorry, you don't have any food. You're going to have to split this plate.
The new list, according to expert for all weddings happening the summer of 2025, include the following. Some old ones, like they've been around for a while. Showing up late for the nuptials. A lot of people think, oh, I don't need to be there for the actual I do part. I can just show up for the party.
Dude,
that's a huge faux pas, man. And most of the time, the time that's on the invitation is a half hour before. So you have a half hour of window where you can arrive.
See, I think people
arrive on time.
You have to earn your free drinks.
People like me know, though, that there's a half an hour window built in. So I'm like, I don't need to be there right at 5:15 because they're realistically, she's not going to walk down the thing till probably closer to sunset anyway.
You need to be there within that half hour.
Well, apparently, that's a big problem. People showed up late, so much so that usually as they've started the parade down the aisle, that sometimes you have to like hold the bride so that people can rush and get in their seats,
Which very
is
distracting.
Always weird.
Well, and also there are those people who, even though they're not close with the wedding party, they choose a choice seat, like right in the front. You know, because those are, it's kind of an unwritten rule that like, oh, the mom and the bride, all those people, the close family, they're the ones
the parents,
that get the choice seating in the front.
Reserved. Also, those are the people that will probably be in a lot of the pictures, where if you're some guy that's like a hanger-oner or a plus one, you shouldn't be in any of those pictures because you're not going to be in their life in a couple years.
If you're a random plus one or if you were a pity invite or a bubble invite, you shouldn't be in 70% of the photographer's pictures.
No one knows that better than Allie because she is a pity invite, a bubble invite, and loves hamming it up for the camera.
Oh, yeah. And on the dance floor, the photographer was all about me and I was like, boom, 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 hamming it up at the camera.
I would say that's an unwritten rule that should be on this list. If you know that you have no significance to the couple getting married, you should tell the photographer or the videographer or whatever, you can go ahead and not shoot me at all.
It was funny to think that they'd be going through the photos and go, who is that?
Yeah, I remember. I had a small wedding, and I still remember there were a lot of pictures of someone that I had no idea who they even were.
Oh, yeah, and I was in bright red.
Yeah, well, moving on. you should always follow whatever specific dress code that the bride and groom ask you to do. And that could be, as you know, it's so confused, shabby chic or hotel chic or black tie optional. Who even knows what any of that crap means? Resort? And casual?
I would say let's be a little clearer with those terms.
Just
because
put a picture.
I think it's so confusing where it's like boho, semi-dress casual.
Right.
And I'm like, I don't know what this means. Am I wearing a tarp?
Yeah, well, right. And for you, tarp is always the answer. But for some people, they don't know what it means. So if you could go Waffle House style, include a picture of one acceptable outfit for a guy, one acceptable outfit for a woman, so we can just go ahead and say, go to the store and say, give me something that looks like this.
That's a great idea.
I don't understand a lot of the, because no one just wants to write, black tie, everyone knows what that is. But when they go, what are some of the stupid words, like you said, shabby, resort, casual,
I hear
chic.
Like cocktail dressy or something like that. Like what the?
Right. I don't know.
What is that?
Or I hate when they write dress to impress. I'm like, what does that mean?
Yeah.
That's so different for other people. Like dress to impress for me is like wearing a bra.
You got to get on your fancy tarp.
Fancy
time. Okay. Sending a late RSVP is a big faux pas. You should stop doing that. The dates are very serious because they need to decide if they have to invite the pity people, so you need to do it on time. And the good rule of thumb, and this is the one that I think we will all disagree with, is a limit yourself to one drink per hour. And definitely don't start drinking until after the ceremony.
Dude, if the bride and groom paid for that open bar, I'm sure they want you to enjoy it.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
One drink per hour. I'd be so mad if I was like, I paid for the unlimited cocktail hour, and now people, my friends and family, are being all responsible.
Yeah, cocktail hour. It's 1 hour. You have to slam at least four in that hour.
Yeah, that's the idea. How many can I finish in this hour?
Yeah, it's a challenge.
I'll be the Joey Chestnuts of alcohol.
Yeah,
while
looking
hour.
Shabby chic.
That's important. All right, there you go. We'll be right back.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.